While many have searched for the paranormal, few have successfully documented its presence. I've made it my life's work to seek out those extraordinary individuals who may be the evolutionary link in my studies regarding the other side. I am Dr. Dietman, and these are the Dietman Files. Case 13-8, Manufactured Fears. It is at this point that I've neared the end of my review into my team's cases. After JB's disappearance, I had very little communication with Ash. I suppose I should say I have very little communication with Ash, given that she is, well, where did things go so wrong? When did my team lose their focus on investigating the paranormal and become so wrapped up in a greater scheme? I wonder if things would have truly been any different had I been in the office overseeing their work. Ash has always been headstrong and willing to do just enough work to earn her a paycheck. And JB? Well, I suppose I didn't have enough time to get to know him, given that I had hired him to manage the office and caseload while I was gone. Could I have stopped all this from happening? Or would I have just been caught in the crossfire as well?
We're back.
What the? I'm working with delicate equipment here. Don't just run into my workshop like that.
Then keep your front door locked.
Yeah, seriously. All right. Garrett, did you figure anything out?
I thought you said you two were just going out for a few drinks.
We did.
It's noon.
Yeah.
You went out yesterday. You know what? Never mind. I don't want to know.
No, you don't.
That's reassuring. Do we know where JB went?
I don't know. Not here.
You don't have any idea where he went?
Not here. He took the van and left after, well, you know. He tossed my bag into the bushes, though, so I guess that's a plus. But I don't know where he is.
Would he go back to Dietman's office?
Maybe. Actually, no. My gut says he's going somewhere else. His cover is blown, so to speak. Whatever he's working on, whatever he's been trying to do without me knowing, I think it's happening.
But we don't know where that is.
No, but I'm, like, almost 100% sure it has to do with these devices. I've been seeing them since we went to the old Milton Labs explosion site, and...
And?
I'm not sure. There's something else, but I'm not ready to say yet.
Really? Half my lab is in shambles, and I have to lie to the insurance company about a break-in. Don't you think we're past secrets?
It's not that it's a secret, it's just... Listen, even I have my limits on what I believe is possible with the supernatural. It's far-fetched, even for me. I just need to mull it over some more, okay? What about these devices? Have you got anything for us or not? You wanted a few hours and we gave you all night.
You're awfully demanding of someone doing you some favors. Ugh.
Did you get any sleep, Garrett?
Does it look like I got any sleep? I'm fine, and I have coffee now. But I did find something promising. Here, come take a look at this. I thought the crystals would be the easiest thing to track down, but I forgot how many people in this line of work deal with crystals.
Such a scam. Do you know how many psychic shops I've helped shut down after investigating them and finding out they were money laundering schemes? Oh, and don't even get me started on their sales tactics. For just $65, you two can sit on this crystal chair and get a photo taken of your aura and receive a detailed 23-page report about how you, too, can unlock your wizard powers. Oh, con artists. Every one of them.
It turns out it was the inner casing that I really should have been focusing on. Whatever these devices do, they seem capable of absorbing and storing high amounts of energy. I'll spare you both the engineering talk, but as a safety measure, there seems to be a trigger that if the inner battery becomes overcharged or overheats, it fails. Think of the safety valves on a hot water heater. If the pressure builds too much, the valve releases all of the steam and pressure so that you don't deal with a rocket shooting up through your house.
Seriously?
What? Steam is dangerous. It used to power trains. You think it couldn't destroy your house? Who knows what an unidentified crystal power source could do? I think as it is, we're lucky that this one didn't show signs of overload or instability.
Can we stay focused, please?
Anyway, the inner casing is made of a special polymer that is highly heat-resistant and durable, likely to try and protect the sensitive components around the battery so that something, at least, can be salvaged in the event the failsafe triggers.
Wow, that all sounds so useful. Is that all? You only know what part of the thing is made of? Not like what it does or how it absorbs energy?
Well, that, and that it's only made in a single facility, a few hours north of Pittsburgh here, called, where's that paper?
How do you find anything in this mess?
It was better before someone took a crowbar to my desk. Here, Middleton Manufacturing. I'm still restoring all of my lost data from my backups, but I can keep working on analyzing that raw information while the two of you go and see what you can find out at this factory.
Middleton Manufacturing.
Have you heard of it, Ash? Ash? Hello? Earth to Ash?
What? Oh, yeah, no, I haven't heard of it. It just seems familiar. Let's go. Maybe it will help piece together some of this puzzle.
You could just tell us what you're puzzling and we could help you, you know?
After we visit Middleton Manufacturing.
Promise?
Promise. Meet you at the car.
Josephine, is she okay?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, let's hope so. The last thing we need right now is an explosive pyrokinetic.
Yeah. Sure. We'll call once we're there. Get some sleep.
No promises, but thank you. Safe travels.
Hey, Shotgun. Shotgun has to keep the driver awake.
I'm awake.
Oh, yeah? Take those dark sunglasses off so I can tell you aren't closing your eyes.
All right, fine. You caught me. I'm not usually awake this early.
Oh, I'm aware. I can't believe you slept through me banging the cupboards every morning for the month that you were on my couch.
So you were doing it on purpose.
Maybe I was trying to teach you a lesson about not drowning yourself in half a bottle of whiskey every night.
If you lived my life, you'd do it too.
You look like you're itching for a drink now.
More like a smoke, but since you've banned that...
This is a rental. I am not getting cleaning fees. What you thinking about? Ash.
Garrett, mostly.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel pretty shitty about his workshop. I should have known better than to bring him into this.
Well, he's been a huge help.
I know, but JB knows where he is now, and...
And what? You think he's gonna go back with that crowbar?
I don't know. Garrett and I met on a case where we ended up fighting for our lives. You knew that, though, right?
I did. He said he owed you because of that. I figured since he hasn't withdrawn from this case, you must have really done him a solid.
But what good was that if I just brought him back into the path of danger?
We don't know if JB's a real threat beyond, you know, personal property.
If he's possessed...
Ash, we don't know that. It's more likely he's mentally disturbed than possessed. I mean, how much do you really know about JB?
Please, Josephine. This isn't the time for your skepticism. I need you to just trust me, okay? You met him back at that party months ago. Did he really seem like the type to go all Jack Torrance on us? And you haven't seen how things have changed over the past few investigations.
All right, fine. He did strike me as a nerdy, polite type. But possession...
Believe me or don't, but you need to be aware that this just might be getting more dangerous from here on out. If you decide you want out, I won't blame you. Unlike Garrett, you don't owe me any favors.
Oh, you worried about me? Listen, I'm invested now, Ash. Besides, if you think I haven't been in a bit of danger before, maybe you don't know me as well as you think you do.
That's probably true. But I am a good judge of character. I don't need to know your life story to know you're a solidly good person, like JB was.
I don't know. If you knew everything I've done to establish myself, maybe you wouldn't think so. But anyhow, danger or not, this is kind of exciting.
Everyone thinks that till the building is burning.
Good thing I know how to use a fire extinguisher.
Well, I guess that's something. So, any ideas how we're breaking into this Middleton manufacturing?
Me? I thought this was your kind of thing.
My kind of thing?
Well, I just meant, you know what? Never mind. It can't be that hard. It's just a factory.
Let's not go straight there. That exit said there's some motels coming up. Let's stop so we can lay low there. Go to the factory at night.
And I suppose I should wear all black like you?
Hey, these are just my normal clothes. But actually, if you have them, you know what? It doesn't matter. Night shifts have fewer people around anyway. No management. Probably just a guard or two paid to be more than a body than to actually care about security.
I thought this wasn't your kind of thing.
It isn't. But I once worked as a night guard for shipping containers at a dock.
I can't imagine you doing that.
Yeah, well, neither could my manager. I lasted 2 months before being fired.
What did you do to get fired so fast?
My manager was a creep and he was harassing me. He wasn't expecting a woman who knew how to headbutt.
Oh, I bet that hurt.
Oh yeah, like a bitch. But it was worth it. So anyhow, I know a thing or two about shitty security guards. This can't be too hard. Okay, so maybe this won't be as easy as I thought.
Didn't expect a security booth?
I did not expect a security booth.
Well, what now? We could try and sneak by.
Hey, look at that.
What, the van?
Yeah. Can you read the side of it?
Capital Cleaners. Cleaning crew? Ash, you're not seriously thinking.
Sure am.
We can't.
Josephine, we have to get in there and figure out where this place ships that container case and Garrett showed us. Stealing some spare uniforms when they head inside is hardly the worst thing I've ever done.
Oh.
Oh? What's oh?
Nothing.
What? Did you think I was going to hurt them?
That's what happens in the movies.
For Christ's sakes. It's this, or we knock out a security guard and steal his uniform.
Really?
No, not really. Look, the cleaners are heading inside. Let's get this over with. All right, let me do the talking.
Yeah, right.
More cleaners? I just signed two of you in.
Yeah, so...
So sorry, we're new and running late. They're supposed to be showing us the routine before we start shifts on our own, but they didn't wait.
All right. Well, you better hurry up. Write your name here, sign next to it. Let me get you visitor badges.
Seriously?
Here you go, Natasha and Josie Lena. You're not to go out on the factory floor without earplugs, safety glasses, and steel-toed shoes. Stay out of rooms marked staff only.
Thank you. We better catch up to the others.
I'll buzz you in.
I thought I said to let me handle it.
It worked, didn't it? Now, let's see. Which way should we go?
Hey, look at this one. John Drever, production manager. Bet he has some records. Door is unlocked.
Hurry, I hear someone coming.
Leave the light off. Here. I got it.
I don't think an open flame is...
No time for this, Josephine. I've got the light, you get the computer.
Okay, let's see. It's asking for a password, of course. Let me call Garrett, maybe he can do something.
What's that sticky note on the monitor?
You don't seriously think that.
Just try it.
There's no way that password 1234 dollar sign is real. And it worked. What morons. I didn't think people were really that dumb.
You'd be surprised. Deepmean's other assistant, Marcus, keeps his written down too. I like to swap it out with some of his old notes to mess with him when I'm bored.
What are you, 12? Okay, let's check his email. Shift notes, shift schedule, overtime list. Oh. Well, here's something from the quality department. There are pictures attached. Hey, that's our box!
Really? What's it about?
Customer rejected the last shipment. The boxes failed in testing, and they're canceling all future orders.
Maybe because the customer doesn't need any more.
I don't know. It doesn't have details.
Who's the customer?
Let's see. Domain name and signature. Looks like it belongs to someone at Miska Mechanical. Ash, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, snap a picture of the shipping info.
Why can't you?
I am juggling a fireball, Josephine.
Fine, whatever. All right, done.
Cool. Now, what about, blueprints or something? Can you do a search for the attachment name and see if we can find something on the local drives?
I'll try. Oh, an instruction manual. It isn't complete, but there's a partial manual as well as some blueprints for the part they make. I would guess just enough for them to test while protecting the patented properties.
Is that normal?
No idea. Not really my area of expertise. Maybe Garrett would know more.
Can you print it?
No way. These are huge files.
Crap.
What are you...
Aha!
Flash drive. Nice. Pop it in. Just give me a minute to transfer.
Hurry up. I hear voices. I can't really tell, but I think the security guard just asked about us.
They're large. I need, 2 minutes.
I really don't want to have to light something on fire.
Maybe you should, go dark?
Yeah, good call. I'm locking the door.
Fine, but what about that door? Doesn't look like there's a lock.
Yeah, this one looks like it goes to the factory floor.
Okay, so we run through the factory floor?
Maybe. Hey, does that say how to, shut off or release the energy in the device?
Yeah, it does actually. If the device is open, it looks like there's a switch that can reverse the input and release the energy. Can't imagine that's safe though. There's lots of red text around this section.
Well, this building looks mostly empty.
What's that supposed to mean?
Hey.
I'll be right back. Door. Hurry up.
You're leaving
Sasha, me? Josie Lena, is
Just
that you?
Just hurry. Thank you, quality department, for leaving this here for testing. Worse than I thought.
What did you do?
One of the devices is down on the factory floor. I, turned it off.
What the hell is all that?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. They have other problems now. Grab what you can and let's get out of here.
A flash drive. How very 2010.
Listen, we didn't have time to try any fancy uploading. Can you just take a look?
This does indeed seem to be an instruction manual for these devices, although it's awfully vague and there's no mention of the paranormal. It does seem I was correct in believing this was meant to gather and store energy, though.
I copied everything I could. There should be some shipping information.
I'll start searching for exact addresses, but I'm already seeing one company repeated here. Miska Mechanical. I know that company.
I thought I recognized it too, but...
You should. Miska Mechanical is one of the few companies out there making paranormal equipment, though people usually know the authorized distributors like SpectreStop better. Miska Mechanical is owned by...
Mortimer Montgomery.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, of course it is. So what? Did you know this the entire time, and you made us break into a factory for shits and giggles?
I had my suspicions, but I needed proof before even suggesting it. If I'm going to get myself in trouble for potentially threatening a bajillionaire, I figured I needed to make sure I was right.
I think it's time you explain.
Yeah, all right. Between case notes and snooping in JB's desk...
You went through his desk?
Well, he didn't think I knew, but he was altering case notes left for Dietman.
That's weird. What did you do?
I started keeping my own notes.
And he didn't notice?
I think he thought my Cyrillic was just scribbling.
Oh, handy. So what have you pieced together?
Okay, so there's more, but let's start with Martin McGuire, Mason Monroe, and Modern Management.
Prompted by a text that I received from Ash that simply read, Mortimer Montgomery, ... That girl has terrible communication skills. I took some time to research him. Mortimer Montgomery and I had met some 30 years ago at a parapsychology conference. It was one of his last public appearances, I believe, and he had already so few to begin with. He and I sat at a panel discussing the future of paranormal investigation and study when we got into a rather heated debate. I remember thinking that his views aligned closely with my late friend and colleague Martin. Montgomery believed that there wasn't enough serious study into the validity of occultism and spiritualism, and that researchers such as myself were too quick to dismiss those aspects of our craft. Whether I've come around to those beliefs or not, however, is a matter for another time. What's very important to note here is that in seeing the recent, albeit blurry, photo of Mortimer Montgomery from a gathering last year, I know one thing. That is not the man I met at the parapsychology conference. I don't know how it's possible or if it's some sort of elaborate prank, but the man claiming to be Mortimer Montgomery right now looks exactly like an older Martin McGuire. How's this possible? I don't know, but I'm going to find out. I think it's time that I revisit a certain strange recording that I had received just before I started this whole case review.
The Dietman Files is written and produced by Alexandra Frund Clinton. This episode featured guest writer Corey Mattson. This episode featured Dr. Zane as Dr. Dietman, Kate Pounie as Ash, Chase Fernandez Crum as Josephine, and Corey Mattson as Garrett. A special thanks to editors Terry Crew and Corey Mattson. Audio mixing provided by Scrubcast. To sign up for update alerts or for the link to the Dietman Files Discord community, please visit thedietmanfiles.com. For additional Dietman team investigations, please check out The Dietman Files, a ghost hunting RPG available on drivethroughrpg.com. If you've been enjoying the Dietman Files universe and would like to support us as we continue to create content, please check us out on Patreon. Supporters will have access to additional behind-the-scenes content as well as team member exclusives. Until next time, investigators, happy hauntings!